Proclamation number 7810, dated the January 28, 1961. Low spiritual level. A substantial spiritual decline is noticeable amongst humanity. And this will manifest itself ever more distinctly the closer it gets to the end. For people consider their God and Creator increasingly less. The concept of faith is becoming ever more unreal to them. They are reflecting ever less often about the meaning and purpose of their earthly life and are therefore also increasingly less willing to acknowledge a spiritual kingdom, because they only live for this earthly kingdom and content themselves with what the world has to offer. Hence, they live on earth completely without purpose. They don't use this last short time of their existence on this earth for their spiritual development, and so they make the whole path of preliminary development pointless too, because they will descend into the deepest abyss again when the end of this earth has come, because even in the kingdom of the beyond they would hardly achieve progress since they are and will remain thoroughly unenlightened. And since the majority of people are in this spiritual state, no change is to be expected on this earth, and God will have to implement a change so that the path of higher development can be continued by the spiritual substances which are still bound in the works of creation on earth, which have not reached the stage of human beings yet. For their further development will also be at risk once the human race has become totally unspiritual and, in its ignorance, will often even take the opportunity to progress away from these spirits. Consequently, this state amongst humanity provides the reason for a total spiritual and earthly change, which you humans are facing. Were you to live according to lawful order, then spiritual progress would be guaranteed for all spiritual beings, which, partly constrained, partly in freedom, live on earth. But then there would not be such a low spiritual level that people would walk about completely without faith and do nothing at all for their soul, which, in the state of a human being, should mature fully in order to enter the spiritual kingdom as a free being in light and strength. People have handed themselves over to God's adversary, they are enslaved and only comply with his will, and that means that they exist entirely without love, that they are spiritually unenlightened and don't use their earthly life to spiritualize their soul. And therefore this state has to be brought to an end. Order has to be restored once more so that the earth will become a school for the spiritual being again, which, embodied as a human being, goes through the lost stage of its development. And the adversary's activity will have to be brought to an end by God. This is therefore the reason why you humans are approaching the end of this earth. And it will be pointed out to you time after time so that you will still change after all and become aware of your actual purpose of life. Without God you will go astray and will have to languish for an endless length of time once again at this distance from God, which only signifies profound wretchedness for the spiritual being which once originated from God. You ought to still look for God as long as you have the opportunity on earth, and he will certainly allow himself to be found by you. And you need only once seriously dwell on yourselves. You only need the will not to have lived your earthly life in vain. And thoughts will surely arise in you which will provide you with a small light. Yet you cannot attain beatitude against your will. Against your will you cannot become enlightened. And if your hearts are hardened then you cannot be spared the renewed banishment, which is the fate of all of those who do not believe in a God and Creator, to whom they owe their earthly life and to whom all power is given in heaven and on earth. Then they will approach their downfall with certainty, for the time will quickly come to an end. The earth will soon be shaped anew so that it will fulfill its purpose again, to help the spiritual beings attain full maturity, as is their destiny. Amen.